Oh, thine will be done. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence I'm a... When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence I'm a blessing. Jesus, I want to die, you must live. In your word there's grace to believe. I won't let you go till you bless me. Like Jacob, I wrestle till I'm free. Oh, thine will be done. Be done, Lord. Be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Be done in my whole life. When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a... When I do good, Lord, when I do good, evil's present. In God's presence, I'm a blessing.
Amen. God bless you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you this morning for bringing us back to your house, O Lord. We thank you for keeping us, every one of us, in our daily business during the week and keeping us close to you, Heavenly Father. Now that we are gathered into your house, let us forget about ourselves. Let us forget about our sorrows, our worries, our sicknesses, Amen. Our family business, and let focus on you. Amen. Because as Moses raised the serpent in the desert, every look had to be focused on the serpent to receive healing, Amen. To receive salvation. And you, our serpent, you have been raised. And let our eyes, let our attention, let our focus, everything in our lives, let us put you first. Amen. For the healing of our body, Amen. For the healing of our souls, Amen. And for our eternity, Amen. For eternal life, O Lord. Amen. Take now the leadership as we commit the service into your hands. Bless our pastor. Be with him where he is, O Lord, and let your hand touch him in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's just open quickly in Hebrews 10. From verse 23 to 25. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, Amen. As the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. So, we are back on our study about the functions in the church, the offices in the church. Last time we saw the office of the pastor, and there was many things we said in that regard, and it's really important that we keep these things, because your salvation, your growing, your spiritual growth depends on how you consider the things of God. If you don't give respect, you don't pay respect to what God has blessed, to what God has lifted, God won't respect you as well. So we saw that the pastor is the highest position in the church. We owe him respect. We have to honor him. We have to support him. He is a human. We have to make a difference between the man and the gift. Amen. Because if you mix them up, you'll just get confused. Because as a man, he's got his own struggles. As he was preaching lastly in the morning manner. Don't think when we stand here, we are perfect. Some of the things we preach here, we said, you must, that you is me too. Amen. I'm involved in that you. So don't consider that we are blaming anyone in particular. We are all involved in what we are saying. So don't try to make the difference between the man and the gift. The gift, when it's standing here, it's that says the Lord. It's the Lord speaking to you. But when the man in his daily life, you'll see him, you say, oh, this is the man that was preaching us the other day to always be in the meetings, but the other day he didn't come. I saw him in dance store doing his shopping while the people were in the church. You don't know what happened, you know. Don't mix the man and the gift. That's very important. So the reason we are talking about these things is because we want our church to be in harmony. We want to remain together. We want to work, you know, according to the order that God has established, and it will be helpful, it will be healthy to every one of us. So if we know how the offices work in the church, if we know the duty and the responsibility of everyone and your own responsibility towards those offices, it will help the church to be healthy. Listen to what the prophet says in A Total Deliverance. He says, I want this tabernacle now that you are on your feet. I want you to keep pressing towards the mark of the high calling. Whatever you do, cling together. Be as clannish as you can be, but always with an arm out to reach and get someone else to bring them in. There's no wrong in clinging with some particular brother or some particular sister if you feel more comfortable with them. There's no wrong in that. But just keep an open mind. Have a stretched arm to help someone else. It's not bad to cling among, Zimbabweans or because there's many things that we share in common. You know, there's a lot of things that you relate to many things in the past. Congolese people, there's no wrong, but don't make it a closed group. Have always a stretched arm to get more people in, to bring them in. But in this phase that we are now preaching and earnestly contending for, don't you move one inch from it. Even if you can be in your groups or the prophet calls it clans, there's no wrong, but stay in the faith. Amen. He says, now there's a group of offices of our church, deacons, trustees, Sunday school superintendent, pastors, and our church is set in order. And you, the people, you elected these officers and this pastor. You are the ones. Amen. We are here because you elected us. You are the one who elects your pastor. You elect your trustees. You elect your deacons. You elect every office there is in this church. You, the people. And it's your duty to stand by those men. You elected them, but it's now your duty to stand by them. We elect the president of Ireland, but the time he becomes the president, we are under his authority. We elected him. We had the power to say no or yes, but the time you accept that he is our president, he is our prime minister, we have to stand by him. We have to support him. it's your duty to stand by those men. For they will make mistakes. The prophet says, they will make mistakes. They are mortal. They are just men. And they'll make mistakes. But if the president of the United States makes a mistake, do we throw him out as a president? Do we?
No.
No. We forget about it and move on.
Amen.
That's the way we want to do in our church now.
Amen.
Amen. They can make mistakes. I remember a few years ago, 10 years or more, the president Bill Clinton made a big scandal. Many people can remember Monica Lewinsky's story. It was a big scandal. But the people of the United States stood by their president. Though it was established, there was every evidence there that the president did that. But they stood by their president. Today, the president, Donald Trump, is making mistake after mistake. But he's running to the end of his term now. The people are standing by their president because they know the stability of their country depends on that man being there and us supporting him.
Amen.
If we don't, yes, we'll overthrow him, but the country will go unstable. We need him. We want to support him. They make their mistakes, but stand by them. Now, you members, stand by these trustees, deacons, and pastors. And remember, when you get this together, remember that it's the devil's business to see that this group breaks up. Now, it always has been, and it always will be. But you stand by your officers.
Amen.
It's very, very important that you understand these principles, because one day they'll step on your toes in the practice, in the exercising of their functions. They can step on your toes. You may be right, you know, because we are not always right. You may be right. Sometimes you did something that we didn't understand, and as a human, and I don't know. Because sometimes the pastor and the officers and who are the deacons, we go through some very, very rude experience that we can't share them with you. You know, there are things that the pastor will know, and he has to keep those things with him until the day he'll go into the grave. And it's a big pressure in them. There are things that you learn, it breaks you down. It completely breaks you. But you can't share it with anyone. You have to keep it with you. And in that kind of situation, he finds you doing something. Sometimes you are not wrong. But under that pressure, he may just react in a certain way. And you'll say, oh, the pastor offended me. Ah, that deacon offended me. But just take it that he's a human being. He may be going through things that you are not aware of, and it made him react in that way. Just pray for him.
Amen.
When things will be more settled, he can calm down. You can come and try to fix it with him. So it's very, very important that... welcome, Chrysalis. it's our friend Chrysalis. She's from Venezuela. God bless you. So it's very important that we keep that in mind. Because if you don't, you'll be offended. You'll get offended, offense after offense after offense, and then you'll drop it one day. But just know that, make the difference between the man and the gift. And it will help you a lot. So the prophet keeps on saying, the deacons has an office on their own. So we are trying to go now to see the office of the deacons. We have seen what the pastor are, what the pastor's office is, what their responsibilities. and what our responsibility is towards the pastor. Now we are going to see the deacon's office. And then we'll see the trustees and the different offices. And then we'll see the qualifications. Because if you have the right, you hold the power to elect them, you need to know who you are electing. Amen. Because sometimes you can just go, oh, since, you know, I'm from this part of the world and that brother is from the same area than me, I will vote for him. But there's criteria that you need to know. Because if you don't, you don't have the information, the power that you have, you won't use it properly. You need to know who is qualified to be a pastor, who is qualified to be a deacon, who is qualified to keep such and such office in the church. I think you know it, but we'll just go and try to emphasize on these things. And the deacon has an office of their own. The Sunday school superintendent has an office, and the pastor is the head of the flock. The deacons are the policemen of the church and the assistants to the pastor. Amen?
Amen.
You just went quiet. Yeah, the deacons are the policemen of the church. So, we need to make things very serious now. Because sometimes you just come and say, it's the church, you know, everybody's kind there. I can go and do anything, they will forgive. No, there's an order in the church of God.
Amen.
When Jesus went into the temple and saw some people doing things that were not appropriate to do in the temple, he took a whip, you know.
Amen.
I hope one day I won't have to use a whip here. Amen.
Amen.
Maybe Brother David, but. But sometimes you have to take a whip. Maybe not a physical whip, but we need to be strict at some stages.
Amen.
The deacons are the policemen of the church and the assistants to the pastor. The office of a deacon is a very great office and a great honor to the Lord to be a deacon in the church.
Amen.
So, if we go back to see how it started, we know in Acts chapter 5, I think, it was when the group started growing and the disciples were bringing more and more people. The group was growing day after day. It's some human, some social problem started raising in the group because some clans, you know, the Greeks and the Jews and the guys from Jerusalem, the guys from here, some favoritism started raising. They were giving more to the widows of this group rather than all the other ones and so forth. So it came up that they needed to establish a group of brethren that would oversee over taking care of these things in the church, looking after, distributing, helping, reaching out, and helping people. So that's how it started. We don't want to go back into that. If you go, just read in your Acts of Apostles, you will understand what we are talking about. But the function of the deacons involves more just than sharing food and bread or what. The prophet says they are the spiritual, they are assistant to the pastor in spiritual matters. The pastor is the overseer, but the deacons are pastor's assistants. So the deacons are God's policemen in the house of God. No matter what anybody else thinks. Sometimes a policeman wouldn't want to have to go up and make an arrest on somebody. Maybe one of his friends, but he's sworn to an office. He's got to do it anyhow. That is duty to this city. So a policeman, when he's established as a policeman in the city of Dublin, sometimes he has to do things that is not, people won't really always love the policeman. Sometimes he has to do tough things to his own friends. Because he's a policeman.
Amen.
That's why I told you, you have to separate the gift and the man. A policeman, let's say a policeman John, when he's Mr. John, he's a nice guy. You can go to the pub, we can go to the stadium, tap each other onto the shoulders and whatever. He's your friend. But when he's in his duty as a policeman, if he gets a warrant from the attorney to come and arrest you, he's, you know, duty bound to come and arrest you, even if yesterday you were playing football together. But if he gets the warrant, he say, go and arrest Brother Gideon for me. I'm sorry. He'll come and knock at the door. Man, you are under arrest for offense of this and this and that. Put your hands here. I'm going to handcuff you. So that's the office of the deacon in the church. Sometimes we may be friends. He may be your husband. He may be your uncle. But when it comes to keeping order in the house of God, sometimes he has to do tough things. You may not be pleased with it, but that's the law. Listen to what the prophet says. Deacons are policemen, yes, and their word is law and order. And they have the authority from the church and even from the law of the nation to make that the house of God be the right place. They have received authority from God, the prophet says, even from the law of the nation. Because, you know, in the United States, I don't know, these days with all the changing that's going on, many things have changed. But in those days, the deacons could even make a warrant, report you. He could go and report you to an attorney and they arrest you. You know, in the United States, those days, I don't know if it's up to, it's still the same today. If you pay your tithe in the church, you are released from your taxes. The state will accept you paying the tithes as if you paid your taxes. So, you know, the offices in the church had authority and acknowledged by the states. And he says, and anyone, listen to this one now. And anyone to contrary a deacon like that is subject to 2 to 10 years in federal prison. My. Did you hear that? To contrary a deacon like that is subject to 2 to 10 years in federal prison. I wonder how many would have been in prison now if we have to enforce this. Sometimes you just say, okay, it's just Brother Wilmore, you know, I'm not happy with her. And you just stand and say and whatever. According to the law of the land, you are liable to a 10-year prison sentence. If you tell them to go and they don't do it or something like that, somebody with disorderly conduct, he just don't know what he's doing. He's subjecting himself, allotting himself to all kinds of fines and anything. And when they say all kinds of fines, don't only look at the physical realms. You don't know in the spiritual realms what it's leading you into. So just be careful. When the Bible says, discern the body of the Lord. When you come, discern the body of the Lord. The body of the Lord is not only when we take communion here. The body of the Lord is your brother, is your sister, is the pastor, is the deacon. Discern. That's why many of you are sick and many are spiritually dead because you didn't discern the body of the Lord. So when a deacon come and tell you gently, even roughly, sometimes it may be, but just honor the man, honor the office, and accept it as it is. If you have an objection, find a way to do it. Now, there was something I wanted to read there. And if someone jumps up and starts interrupting the pastor, or something or other like that, and the pastor is in his message, The deacons is supposed to walk up to the people, two or three of them, and say, could we speak to you, brother? See, bring him from the church out into the office, in here or some other, and speak to him about it, saying, you are not to interrupt. So if a deacon approaches you because of a misconduct of something you did, you broke the order of the service or something, just be reverent. Accept it's their duty. Sometimes we don't, they are not comfortable doing it. You may be sitting at your place, you like that place, but you don't know the arrangements the way they are. You don't know the list of the people that say that would come or whatever. They tell you, brother, today, just can you move from here to there? You don't know the reason behind that. Just, if you have a good point to make, you can make a point. But if he tells you that, I understand, but for now, I want you to go there, just accept and do it. Amen. It won't change anything for you. Amen. Just cooperate. Your cooperation is very important. Amen. You sisters, sometimes you are a big problem. You create big issues for the offices of the deacons. Sometimes we understand what you go through. Looking after 3, 4, 5 children is not easy. The baby is crying here and there. But sometimes try to cooperate as much as you can. Because we know what we go through sometimes. And we are human beings as well. We are called to act with courtesy, with understanding. Sometimes we have to understand you guys, you people as well. We know that you are mothers. Sometimes you didn't sleep well in the night. The children has been disturbing and this and that. We understand that. But try to cooperate as much as you can and be respectful. Amen. That's the most important. Be respectful. No matter what, just stay in your position and respect the office. These things were going on even in the time of the prophet. There was a deacon that asked the question, how far, Brother Branham, can or should a deacon go to keep order in the church? Should we keep the order or wait until Brother Neville, Brother Andrew, tells us what to do? And he says, that isn't Brother Neville's job. It isn't Brother Andrew's job. You don't tell Brother Neville what to preach on, how to preach it, or whatever. That's your job. You deacons, you are supposed to do that. You take care of that. Because some people will say, I will only obey if it's the pastor. As long as it's not coming from the pastor, I don't want to follow the instructions of a simple deacon. Amen. I know a sister back home, she was calling them like that, a simple deacon. You know, I have a big issue here. I asked the pastor to come and help me. Instead of him coming, he sent me a simple deacon. Amen. He says, now if a policeman's out here on the street and he sees a man stealing property in the car, should he call the mayor and say, now, mayor, your honor, sir, I'm walking from here and on this police force. Now, I found a man up in the street here. He was stealing some tires off a car last night. Now, if I just wonder, what's your opinion on that? A policeman sees a thief on the street, starts calling a mayor. Can I do this? What's your opinion? He said, no. That wouldn't be sensible. That wouldn't make sense. No, sir. If he was doing something wrong, arrest him. That's the duty of the policeman. If you see something wrong, you guys don't expect just the pastor to correct you. It's the duty of the policeman to correct you. And if a man is doing something wrong here in the church or anybody, stop them, talk to them. Don't be arrogant, but if they don't listen, speak in a way that they know what you are saying. Amen. We are going to stop here. And we'll say more in the coming services. May God bless you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, asking that you keep us now as we go through the rest of the service. Take control, take the leadership. In Jesus' name we pray it. Amen. God bless you.